Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
A 15-year-old injured after a shooting broke out near Temple University. This is obviously in North Philadelphia. This happened on the 1700 block of North 12th Street. So Temple officials sent out the alert to warn students, and that's usually what they do, sending out the alert. Police say they found the victim suffering from that gunshot wound to the arm, transported to Temple University Hospital, which is right there. No weapons recovered at the scene. No arrests have been made. We know that, as often happens, Philadelphia police working right alongside Temple University police to investigate this incident. But at this time, it does not appear that any Temple students were involved or victimized in any way by this shooting. So I know they're looking, they're reviewing that surveillance footage around the area to try to locate the shooter. No word yet on what may have sparked that gunfire, but they're asking any potential witnesses to come over. But a 15-year-old injured after that shooting breaks out right near Temple University, right in North Philadelphia. So another concerning one is we're still in fall and many people thinking about security on campus. And speaking of Philadelphia and law and order, let's talk about Elon Musk back in court, his attorneys, I should say, back in court. And this time a victory for Musk as the
yourself.
Actually, Krasner was the one who used the F word, which is kind of.
I saw we have that for the cut sheet.
Yeah.
But this is a
tough guy.
Pencil. This is Krasner's case against Elon Musk, which we know that even pundits, election experts have said this is a form of political persecution by Krasner against a Trump supporter. But this is a Pennsylvania judge yesterday allowing Elon Musk's $1 million so-called giveaway to swing state voters, including here to Pennsylvania, to proceed. So this was a day of testimony yesterday in Philadelphia in which the billionaires, aides and those who work for him acknowledged that his political group had selected the contest winners. So they're not winning by random. It's not like a random drawing for the $1 million, but rather that they were selected. And so this was a bit of a surprise to some people, but
Musk himself said that it was random, because he said it was actually going to be random, and it wasn't random.
I'm glad that he won.
No, it wasn't random.
Right.
But Musk said that it was going to be random. Yeah. He said it was a random drawing.
Right? It was kind of a scam.
Kind of.
I don't know, because I'd have to go back and listen to everything that he said. So did they...
Seemed like to me that they kind of screened the people that they would be, that they viewed would be good representatives of the winning check, so to speak. Yeah. Which is still cool. I mean, he's still giving away money, but it was kind of false advertising.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you guys fill out? You didn't do it.
I
guess I'm the only one who did.
I took Greg's FanDuel picks and lost that.
If you went to it and you signed the petition in the writing. the petition did say, you know, do you support the First Amendment? Do you support the Second Amendment?
Yep.
And it did have wording in there, legalese, if you will, that you would be you would be a willing participant and a spokesperson. So there was language in there about that.
Yeah.
And so whatever he said on the stage, you still had to read through. It was like a long statement.
Which nobody does, right? Nobody reads all
the time. I actually did at the time.
God bless you.
And it struck me as odd that it said, oh, you'd be a willing spokesperson for, you know, for the First and Second for the First and Second Amendments, as well as for his PAC.
I just love that Larry Krasner took the L.
Bottom line, Larry Krasner is a clown who should not have brought charges against Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Also, it's a little shady what Elon Musk is doing. And that's the bottom line.
But I got a tweet yesterday. Elon Musk has a 20 kids with 30 women or something like that. Some absurd number.
11 kids.
Yeah. What's going on with that guy?
They all live on a compound somewhere.
I agree with nothing these two guys say. I'm just saying. Right now,
Elon's he's repopulating. He's doing his own redistricting.
Look, so lawyers for Musk's pro-Trump America PAC wanted to persuade this judge, Angelo Fogliatta, that the contest was not an illegal lottery, as Philadelphia DA Krasner had said.
Yeah.
And in this case, the judge ruled on the side of Musk.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets to continue. And by the way, he will give away $1 million to some lucky person.
91 LSXer says, was the second prize a year's tuition at Trump University?
Well, you guys are a bunch of comedians.
Tesla Cybertrucks for everybody.
Yeah, LXer, Greg, and Nikhail out the hallway, spanking machine.
Yep.
By 6:30 a.m. this morning. So big endorsements. I was surprised to see, I know, Megyn Kelly here in Pennsylvania endorsing Trump on stage.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of that last night.
So that was a reunion. We have Dr. Rand Paul endorsing Trump, and we have one Joe Rogan endorsing Trump.
How about that?
Now, did anybody think he was not going to endorse him?
Here's my theory. If Kamala Harris joins him on the podcast and we got both candidates on the Joe Rogan Experience, I don't think he endorses Trump. I think this was a last second by design bleep you for blowing me off.
I disagree. I think as soon as RFK Jr. went to the Trump camp, Elon Musk is his buddy. Dana White's his buddy. These are all like his inner circle. There was no chance in my mind, no shot in my mind that he was not endorsing Trump.
See, I look at it from the standpoint of Trump went on with Rogan, Vance went on, yeah, and even John Fetterman went on.
Yep.
So, I mean, now if you would have told me pre-interview with any of those three, who is he more likely to endorse? I agree, it would have been Trump, but
I'm surprised he waited until, you know, 8 o'clock last night to do it, or whenever he did it.
By design?
I don't know.
23rd hour type deal?
Yep.
In my opinion, there are so many people who haven't perhaps voted in years because they love Dr. Rand Paul, and we haven't heard a lot from him. And I have to wonder what impact Dr. Rand Paul's endorsement of Trump within 24 hours of this all-important election, what impact does it have on those independent registered voters in swing states?
The same as Beyonce.
I don't know. No, I seriously don't know. Speaking of Beyonce, by the way, and celebrities, so the Harris campaign, the local media calling it a massive election eve rally on the Benjamin Franklin Parkway, not so far away from where we're broadcasting live here from Odyssey World headquarters. But I will tell you that there are many street closures. I know that the drives are still, Kelly Drive, a lot of the drives are still closed. Exit ramps are still closed. So, you know, just watch the traffic this morning. I'm hearing that those closures, those road closures, because of that concert last night in which Pennsylvania Senator Bob Casey was there, he's obviously getting a run for his money by Republican political outsider who's never been a politician, Dave McCormick. So Casey was there, Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker. They had kicked this off at the Philadelphia Museum of Art. But I'm told that these street closures may actually last until 8 o'clock tonight.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know. So Aikens Oval, that whole area, and the drives are impacted, some exit ramps. I don't, they, this happens, this does happen like every election period.
Mm-hmm.
I never understand why.
Yeah.
But just a heads up for anybody heading, you know, in and out of Philadelphia, that's not a pretty sight. So we are sponsored this morning by American Heritage Credit Union. Ready to buy a home? With American Heritage Credit Union's Home Connection, you get cash, rewards, lower mortgage rates, and discounts. Just visit AmericanHeritageCU.org/HomeConnection. Insured by NCUA, not a member. Join today, NMLS 43-38-38. Thank you, American Heritage Credit Union, for sponsoring our Kale & Company News Live on this really a beautiful day weather-wise for Election Day. We're at 52 degrees with heavy fog in some areas, but that should burn off with the sun. 76 degrees today, and then tomorrow for your Wednesday, 80 degrees for Wednesday. We remain warmer than usual Thursday with 73, all sunshine. Friday, the sun remains with 67 degrees. And then for the weekend, we go into the mid to lower 60s, still quite seasonable. I don't see measurable rain. You know, here we are, November 5th. I don't see measurable rain through the 10-day forecast.
So, may never rain again, Dawn. This could be it.
Right?
This is it.
What is going on?
By the way, JML tweeted us at 6:08, and he is waiting in line. 6 a.m. He says he's never had to wait in line this early before. He tweeted us a picture of it. There's a line wrapped around the building.
Do not get out of line.
So wait, in Jersey?
Yes.
Or in in Pennsylvania? Because I thought, man, we're in trouble if in Pennsylvania they're lined up, you know what I mean, nearly 2 hours ahead
I gotta
of time.
To my little school. I just realized that they moved my voting location. I'm glad I double-checked yesterday online. It went from a church to a school. So I got to be there today around 11 o'clock and fight off the lunch crowd.
Yeah. It's, well, as Linda Kearns, remember, warned us yesterday, the lines, they are expecting record turnout across, especially Pennsylvania. So get ready to stand in line and, like Nick said, try to get there during maybe lower, you know, if you go at lunchtime, obviously, or right when school gets out, that sort of thing, those are going to be the heavy times.
It's funny because I saw a statistic last night that's North Carolina and Georgia, like 81% of people vote, like, eligible voters voted either early or by mail.
Mm-hmm.
Pennsylvania only 25.
I know. That's my concern.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen it in the Sun Belt compared to the Rust Belt. The numbers are staggering.
Yep.
So get out and vote today, but call in to us. This is Kale & Company News Live.
All right, Dawn. Thank you very much. 6:17 Tuesday morning. Let's get to an Election Day big take.
The big take on Kale & Company.
And it's brought to you by Budget Blinds. The big take, why I am voting for Donald J. Trump. You know, I believe in giving my audience my honest opinion on every subject, on every story, every single day. Whether you agree with me or not is irrelevant. I value the marketplace of ideas. We all have opinions. And I'm for everybody expressing them and letting society sort it out with what to believe, who to believe, and then responding and acting accordingly. I don't believe political endorsements really matter. I think they hardly move the needle. And I don't tell people who to vote for, but I am telling you this morning why I am voting for Donald Trump. And I'm going to give you my 8 positions and 8 beliefs to put it out there for discourse and discussion. And it's up to you if you want to debate me on any of my views. And I've made my voting history known publicly on this show when we launched in October of 2022. I became a Republican 8 years ago in 2016 because of Donald Trump, and I voted for him. Prior to that, I only voted one time. That was for Barack Obama in 2008. And this will be my 4th time voting. Once Democrat for Obama's first term, twice for Donald Trump, and here we go for round number 3. And if you recall, in 2022, when we started the show, and the first half of 2023, I was of the belief that Ron DeSantis was the GOP's best chance of winning the next election, if he could get past Donald Trump in a primary. My fear was that Trump was dead on arrival in the general election, but that changed. And in 2024, here are the 8 reasons why I am riding with Donald Trump. And those reasons are the economy, free speech, illegal immigration, weaponized government, police and crime, global wars, CRT in classrooms, and men in women's sports. Let me start with the economy. and I'll package inflation and energy under the economy umbrella. Under Donald Trump, my dollar went further. Groceries were cheaper. Gas was cheaper. The cost of heating and cooling my house was cheaper. Inflation was around 2%. And the cost of home ownership was fair and affordable. Now, at 40 years old, I'm making the most money I've ever made in my life, and home ownership is almost out of reach. The American dream is on life support. Number two, next up, free speech. I live in a world where I value the Bill of Rights. I value the Constitution. Democrats, the elites, and the mainstream media, they no longer value free speech. And I'm pretty darn close to being a free speech absolutist. You should be able to say what you want. Now, I do believe that there are consequences, and I don't like hate speech, but what transpired on social media platforms during the pandemic pushed me to this medium and this career choice. I don't believe political speech should be a one-way street when we live in a two-party country. And you see it on the t-shirts, you see it on the sweatshirts, you wore it two Fridays ago in West Berlin. Kale and Company, free speech lives here. Number three, illegal immigration. What Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, and the D.C. swamp has done is unforgivable. The great replacement theory has happened right in front of our faces, and it comes at your expense. Countless women or children assaulted, raped, tortured, and killed, all because Democrats are trying to turn America into a one-party nation, as they've unloaded illegal immigrants all over the country, specifically the seven swing states, flying people into sanctuary cities at all times of the night. Why are they doing that if they have nothing to hide? Number four, weaponized government. We don't indict our political opponents in America. We don't arrest them. We don't raid their houses. We don't charge them with countless trumped up felonies, especially by prosecutors and district attorneys who are soft on crime in their own jurisdictions, especially those who campaigned on going after a politician if they got elected. Number five, returning power to the police and cracking down on violent crime. I'm done with the defund the police era. I'm not going to tolerate any media outlet or politician's attempts at demonizing, demoralizing, or defunding police officers anymore. Failed experiment, it doesn't work. You've emboldened the criminals and they laugh at authority because they know nothing will happen to them. They'll be back out on the streets in hours. Number six, wars. Trump wants to end pointless wars and the nonstop funding of the war machine. I despise the military-industrial complex. I loathe the warmongering politicians who don't have an ounce of testicular fortitude, but they'll send your kid over there to get his head blown off. War is big business, and Trump's a businessman, yet Trump wants no part of it. That's why they want Trump out. He's a thorn in the machine's side. Under Trump, we had peace in the Middle East. Under Trump, Russia didn't invade Ukraine. Under Trump, Iran, North Korea, and China knew not to mess around. I'll take the mean tweets and the occasional comments that leave you scratching your head and saying, the hell is Trump babbling about? And I'll take all of that with world peace. Number seven, men in women's sports. If you are born with male genitalia, you have no place in a woman's locker room, no place in a woman's bathroom, or their sport, or any safe space that biological females are supposed to be free of biological males. I have twin 10-year-old daughters. They're not going to be pushed aside for somebody born with a penis who is now experiencing a mental health crisis. That's a you problem. It's not going to be my problem. And then number eight, critical race theory. I'm over the classroom indoctrination. I'm done with having left-wing educators insist that all white people are inherently racist. And you will not put this blatant, slanted, anti-white agenda in front of my children. Teach them about slavery. No problem with that. Teach them about America's ugly past. I got it. But the radical elements of CRT, it doesn't fly with me. The same goes with the sexualized content. There won't be any pornographic material in front of my daughters as minors, pre-puberty. No way. Donald Trump, in my opinion, the clear and only choice. Why? Because from 2017 to 2019, he delivered. I had more money. I had free speech. My border was secure. We're not on the verge of World War III. Police were able to keep us safe and free. And free speech wasn't being trampled on like it is today. The reality is this. The Democrat Party of today is unrecognizable from past Democrat Party generations. That's why I'm voting for Donald Trump. Common sense policies, results in his first 3 years before the world went sideways during his fourth year. And if that makes me deplorable, if that makes me a Nazi, if that makes me a supporter of Hitler, or if that makes me garbage, then so be it. If it wasn't for COVID and the George Floyd debacle, Donald Trump is wrapping up his second term. But today, I'm voting for Donald Trump so he starts a second term, albeit 4 years late. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
Big Take brought to you by Budget Blinds. The holidays are coming. Budget Blinds, your one-stop shop for blinds, shades, shutters, custom drapery, and motorization. Visit budgetblinds.com for a free in-home consultation and the only no-questions-asked warranty in the business. Schedule your holiday consultation. Ask about their special radio offer. 855-839-1210 is how you jump in. Social media, that works as well. 1210WPHT on Twitter. And let it rip in the YouTube chat. Nick, Dawn, and Greg, we're back after this. Tell us what you're seeing, what you're experiencing as you're getting ready to vote today. It's Kale and Company, Election Day on Talk Radio 1210WPHT.
You've heard me talk about Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding for years now. How much I love the work they've done in my home. And you know by now that if I needed windows, doors, siding, I would only trust the Chapman family team. But did you know that they also install shutters, a perfect complement to your new windows? So for the entire month of November, Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding is giving away a pair of shutters when you purchase two pairs. So the right shutters can really enhance the curb appeal, obviously, of your home. Whether you or somebody you know are looking for windows, doors, siding, shutters, all of the hardware choices that go along with that, just give them a call. You can text them. They're listening. They're like-minded. They're local. 610-431-8898. Text or call 610-431-8898. You can always visit them online at ChapmanWindowsDoors.com for all the details on that. Plus, take a virtual tour at ChapmanWindowsDoors.com, and you can see all their before and after photos and get a sense of the work that they do. ChapmanWindowsDoors.com. Make sure you tell them Dawn sent you.
Oof, Sixers last night, even with Paul George back. Still fell to the Phoenix Suns last night. Paul George only had 15 points, but Sixers 1-5 right now to start the season. They're worse since Joel Embiid has been a 76er. But the NBA is back in FanDuel partnership with Valley Forge Casinos, America's number one sports book. They want you to catch all the actions. You don't want to give up on your team, do you? Right now, FanDuel is giving everyone 3 months of NBA Elite Pass. All you have to do is catch every tip-off and buzzer beater and place a $5 bet on any of the NBA games to get 3 months of NBA League Pass courtesy of FanDuel. Go to FanDuel.com/Greg to make every moment more of the season. Make every moment more of FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NBA. The FanDuel sportsbook, the official partner, 1210WPHD, 21 over, President PA. After 3 month free trial, the full price of League Pass will be automatically charged monthly. Cancel any time. No refunds, terms, restrictions, and embargoes apply. Limit one pass per customer. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Election night primetime coverage. Myself, Dawn, Rich Zeoli, right out of the gate in the 7 o'clock hour. Appearances by Jimmy Failla, Michael Pelka, Matt Rooney, of course, Dom Giordano. Dom will be handling the back half of the coverage tonight from 9 o'clock until whenever the hell we decide to call it a night, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Here's the thing with Dom Giordano. He is the king. I mean, even in working in television news, I will tell you that nobody's better than Dom. He has been covering elections. It's a skill set that few people have. Nobody does it better, from the local to the national. And I think if you care about this election, you want to listen. We'll have it all. And we will have, you know, remember, Linda Kearns will be at election court. So we'll be checking in with her as well. So, you know, just trying to navigate as far as anybody with an issue going on, we can help communicate that to the election court as they look at making sure that this election is transparent. There is election integrity.
I look forward to this. For many years when I was in the other format of sports talk, I was always asked to host like NFL draft night coverage. And there's nothing better than when you're broadcasting and you're covering an event. And I'm not talking about, you know, play by play, but where things are transpiring. And Dawn, you always say things like, you know, what's developing and what's breaking. And we're going to be on the air tonight. I've got my command center set up at home. The engineers spent hours getting me set up for this. So, you know, we're going to have, I'm going to have, you know, probably Fox on. I'll have two laptops up, social media, and we'll be, you know, tracking everything. What percentage of precincts are reporting? What state has been called? We're going to give you all the details. And there's nothing better than reacting to something this big and this monumental live in real time. You know, it's kind of like, you know, being a reporter out there in the middle of conflict. On, I'm sure you've covered many things, whether it's with police, you know, these national reporters that are in war scenes. You know, it's a different level of adrenaline that kicks in, and it's not a scripted show in advance. So Kamala Harris could actually never do election night coverage because she would be fumbling over her own tongue for 4 hours because you got to react and bob and weave and keep your head on a swivel all night long. So I'm looking forward to it tonight. I think what Zioli's going to be technically out, he'll be out in Western Pennsylvania.
He's going to be at Dave McCormick headquarters. So he'll be with McCormick in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
So, and then he'll continue on. We'll join him at 7 o'clock, right?
Yep.
And so, you know, I think we've got it covered as far as locally. I mean, a lot of local elections. I'm sure that's what Mark Fazzetti is looking at.
Mm-hmm.
Locally, what does this mean? Are there any Republicans left in Philadelphia? I'm just curious because we keep hearing that in Philadelphia there is this red wave that is trending through cities like Philadelphia, through blue cities. Is that true? Is that real? I can't wait to find that out.
855-839-1210. If you'd like to jump in, let's start off. We've got a lot of people that want to weigh in. A couple of Mikes on the line. We'll start in Fort Dix with Mike. Mike, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Mike, you go ahead. Mike.
Oh, wait, hang on. Sorry, my fault.
Hey, Mike.
Open the mic.
Hello, Mike. Mike in Fort Dix once. Mike in Fort Dix twice. Mike in Fort Dix, try to give us a call back. All right, let's try Mike in Media. Mike, you're on Talk Radio 1210.
Hey, thank you, guys. I listen to you every morning. I'm from Media, and I'm a MAGA guy. I've been putting signs out for a month all over Media, and they kept getting taken. So last night, I went out, I put 40 up. Riding around this morning, they're all gone. And I don't know, man. I was going to take the high road. I took the high road. I was going to take hers down, but I didn't.
Well, I think technically it's against the law to take down anybody's election
signs. It's a felony crime.
That's correct, right? Especially if it's private property. You have no right to go on anybody's property and remove any sort of political messaging. You know, we saw this a lot. We saw this a lot during the whole Middle East, Israel, Gaza conflict throughout many cities where people were putting up. Remember the printed out stuff that were on signs and telephone poles, you know, the people that were kidnapped. And then you had these left wing agitators that were yanking things down. And then people were recording it on their phone and saying, why are you taking that down? I never once in my life had the desire to take down somebody else's political message. Like, why does that bother people? Who cares, right? And it always seems to be the other way around, does it not? I never seem to hear left-wingers or Harris Walls supporters, and to be honest, I haven't seen it on social media either, where they are complaining about a Trump supporter. Remember the video we played for you like 2 weeks ago on the cut sheet where that lady went up to the Ring doorbell cam and started chastising that middle-aged mom about voting for Trump? And she's like, you know, he's the devil. How could you do that? Right? Remember that? You never see it the other way around. Why is that? 855-839-1210. All right, let's give some data here. I thought this was interesting. So Politico, with a story out yesterday with the headline, "This Swing State Saw Some of the Country's Highest Food Inflation. Republicans hope that voters blame Democrats." And Politico's Marsha Brown wrote about the Philadelphia suburbs on how we have dealt with pretty much the highest grocery price increases over the last 4 years in the entire country. And she writes the following: "There are few places in America that have seen food prices spike as dramatically over the last 4 years as Philadelphia and its suburbs. The fallout could decide Democrats' fate in the critical swing state of Pennsylvania, according to interviews with more than 30 voters. The rising cost of living during President Joe Biden's time in office has put Democrats on the defensive nationwide. While food inflation has come down over the past year, prices remain 20% higher than they were in the 2020 presidential election. Nowhere is the issue more salient or potentially more consequential than in the Keystone State." She wrote the following: "According to analysis from the federal government, retail food prices in the Philly metro region surged by nearly 14% on average between 2021 and 2022, lower than only Detroit, Michigan, and Dallas, Texas. In 2023, food prices in the area continued to rise by one of the highest rates in the country, and a consumer affairs analysis found that Pennsylvania as a whole saw the highest grocery inflation in the country in 2023. And they spoke to many different voters here, over 30 individuals. And I just want to read you one of the quotes. And this is from a man named Rich, who is a registered independent. He says, quote, "I blame the president for rising food prices when talking about his groceries in a Philadelphia suburb ShopRite parking lot, who declined to give his last name. I used to be a Barack Obama voter. I am completely opposite now. They have changed me." They also go on to talk about all the battles that are being waged here within the state. Obviously, Casey McCormick, also up in the Lehigh Valley, where GOP challenger Ryan McKenzie is likewise bashing the Democratic rep Susan Wild on the issue, saying, quote, "People are not stupid. They know that inflation is driven by bad decisions that came out of Washington. High prices of food are driven by inflation. It's not hard to find out and figure this out, and it's not difficult for people to connect those dots." You know, I would like to think as, and by the way, how bad is the timing in my life? I come back to my hometown in a place where groceries are the highest they've ever been, and I'm working the first 2 years I was up here on a strict grocery budget because my wife and girls were still in Tennessee, and I feel even more vindicated and validated and justified for my grocery store stories on this show and my gripes about it because the data just backs up what I'm saying. Like, I would buy almost nothing, and it was like $118 a week for one person. And I was eating like a college kid, right? So I would like to think, Dawn Stensland, whether you're the man or the woman, the husband or the wife, if you are the person that does the budgeting for the family expenses, if you do the grocery shopping, if you say, well, we got to keep it under $250 this week, or family of four, we got to stay under $325 this week. I would like to think right here in the heart of Pennsylvania, if you are a one-issue voter, the cost of groceries should be at the top of your list, should it not? Because the last time I checked on, if you don't eat, you die.
Well, and I think to your point, it is something where you're at the grocery store once or twice a week. Most people with a family, that's what it is. You're at the grocery store a couple times a week. And so when especially the Biden-Harris campaigns, no matter when it was Biden or then Harris when she took over, they kept telling us, as well as the so-called mainstream lying media, that oh the economy is getting better, everything's getting better, everything's good. And so you knew it, everybody knew and knows that's a lie, because you feel it mm-hmm. every time you go to the grocery store. And so then it makes you wonder, well, if they're lying about that, or they're lecturing me and telling me which way to vote, and that none of the pain I'm feeling, whether it's pain at the pump, whether it's at the grocery store, whether it's my electricity bill, which is through the roof, an estimated 45% that we in Pennsylvania pay more, that sort of thing. And so I think at a very basic level, everybody felt like, okay, if they're lying about this and just telling me that I'm actually not paying more, which I know that I am, What else are they lying about?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's that old Bill Clinton, you know, I feel your pain. It's like they don't feel our pain.
No.
You know?
No.
It's pretty basic.
You're right. And Kamala Harris's solution to grocery stores and the cost of food is to crack down on price gouging when in reality, which is a total lie, because if you've ever read about the grocery store industry, they work on incredibly, incredibly small margins. It's like 1.8%. It's minuscule. They're not. Now, do I think there are some companies out there, whether they're local mom and pop or corporations, that have gotten greedy and it said, well, you know what, we had to charge 20% more, but people kept buying it, so what the hell, let's keep it at 20% more or 22% or whatever it might be. Yeah, I do think that exists. But for the most part, I think these prices, yes, it's inflation, as Ryan McKenzie says, but it's also, I read this analysis, it really comes back to energy. And Trump had energy prices at, I mean, gas was as low as, now I don't know what state this was, but it was $1.87 a gallon. I'm guessing that's like a rural southern state. But I remember prices in the low twos for sure under Donald Trump for gas. I remember my heating and my air conditioning and my electricity and all of that being cheaper. And all of these products require energy. Energy to be made, energy to be packaged, energy to be shipped. That is a big reason why the prices for products are through the roof, because it's costing more and more to create and ship these things. So what's the solution? It's three words. Drill, baby, drill. We have to use more of our energy here and stop relying on these other countries. And I know the Biden-Harris campaign is saying we are using record levels of, you know, domestic energy and domestic oil, blah, blah, blah. Well, then why are my prices not coming down, right? You can sit here and tell me the economy is actually in a good spot, but for the average everyday person, how can anybody believe that when groceries are, you know, through the roof? I mean, think about home ownership right now. Think about, like, you know, I remember, Dawn, when I was, this would be 6 years ago. So I moved down to Nashville in 2018, and we were in the early stage of looking for a house. And, you know, this is where, you know, there was still some value in getting real estate in Nashville. It was booming. It was exploding. Prices were going up. But you could still get in and get a really nice. And I was looking at some of these houses. They were like four beds, three baths, 2,500 square feet. You know, built in 2006, modern kitchen, the whole bit. And this is in some of the suburbs of Nashville. And it was like, you know, $375,000. And that house at that time, if that was up here in Pennsylvania, was probably about $475,000, $500,000. And then the pandemic hits. And now I go back and I look at some of the real estate websites like, you know, like Zillow and Realtor.com and stuff like that. Some of the houses that I know I was looking at and browsing in certain neighborhoods 6 years ago, that house that was $375,000, that thing is now like $595,000, right? So the cost of living with wage increases, they're not matching. Your boss is like, hey, here's a 1% raise. You've earned it. Okay. Well, if everything is 22% more to buy, I'm operating at a loss right here, right? So when those two don't match up, something's wrong. And what's the solution? Voting Kamala Harris out, because I don't think she has any answers. It's funny, I was watching Zioli on Fox. And he was commenting on one of the stories Axios wrote. And Axios has a story of how Kamala Harris is the no comment candidate. And this is a phenomenal hit piece against Kamala Harris. They say the no comment candidate Harris, how her strategy clouds how she would govern. And they go on to write the following. And I want people to think about this. And I know most of this audience is going to vote for Trump, but for the select few out there. So your hatred for Trump is so strong and so bad that you're going to vote for somebody that has no solution and no comment on anything. Axios writes, one thing is clear about Vice President Harris and her intent to stick to her old liberal views or govern with new centrist thinking. She doesn't want voters to know. They go on to write why it matters. Harris is the no comment candidate. Purposely and strategically, she has calculated that it is safer to be vague on policy matters than lampooned as a flip-flopper or left-winger. Harris and her staff have refused to detail her position on more than a dozen of her previous stances the past 3 months in response to questions by Axios. So it's not Jesse Waters from Fox News grilling her. It's Axios. Very left-wing friendly. The response to those inquiries, no comment. I don't know about you, Dawn, but I could, if say what you want about Trump. If Trump had no comment and didn't want to tell you what his policies were, it would be difficult. It would be more difficult to vote for him because I want to know what I'm signing up for. I want to know what I'm voting for. I want to know what I'm purchasing. I've used the car example in the past. Would you ever buy a car from a car dealership if they didn't tell you the price of it, what the terms were, what the features of the vehicle were, and then all of a sudden, once you signed up for it, you were stuck with the bill and you realized, oh, this isn't what I wanted to purchase. How in God's names, how in the blue hell can anybody vote for Kamala Harris if she's not going to lay out any of her policy positions?
Yeah, you know, I think that when you look at that, there's no contest. And I do think even though Trump and Republicans in general have pushed the issue of the open border and safety, security, the crime issue, I think that that is up there. But, you know, you had mentioned Ryan McKenzie, state representative here in Pennsylvania. I'll say this. I will be curious to see the coattails that Trump may or may not have. So somebody like McKenzie, who I've interviewed multiple times, not because he made headlines, but because I saw him, you know, gaining a lot of traction, people talking about him here in Pennsylvania as somebody who has a business degree. Somebody who just has gone door to door in a grassroots campaign. He and his wife have a baby, young child. And you look at somebody like that in Pennsylvania's, you know, serving now at a state level in the 187th legislative district. It's parts of Lehigh County, but somebody who's getting some national traction. And you think about that could he beat a Susan Wild type candidate because she's too far left and because she has just been obtuse when it comes to understanding the needs, the basic needs of Pennsylvanians.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that one is a harbinger of what's to come on this election day. I think that the McKenzie race, I think, tells me what I need to know. Somebody who has served, you know, on you know, Department of Pennsylvania, Department of Labor and Industry, has served on different oversight committees, financial service and banking subcommittees, that sort of thing. This is a financial expert who is adept at having these conversations, going door to door with people and saying, I can help fix this. Put me in Congress.
Yeah.
And I think that that kind of a race is one that maybe it's not sexy. Do you know what I'm saying? Maybe it doesn't get the top of the ticket headlines.
No, you're right. It doesn't.
You know?
Yep.
But I think that it gives me personally a lot of hope as somebody who, in a very grassroots, common sense way, I believe that Ryan McKenzie could win and be one of those sort of surprise elections that gets national coverage right here in Pennsylvania. And does that tell you how Pennsylvania is going to go?
855-839-1210. Let me grab Susan. She's in media. She is down at the Delaware County Courthouse to be a poll watcher today. Susan, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're well.
I'm inside the Delaware County Courthouse. We were told to be here at 6:15 to pick up certificates so that we could go in and be poll watchers. There's about 30-plus people here in line waiting. They're stalling. They're telling us, oh, somebody will be here, somebody will be here. These were supposed to be ready by Saturday, and they weren't. So there's a lot of shenanigans going on here, too. Everybody's furious.
How long are the voting lines right now at that spot?
I'm not even in where the voting is. We're inside the courthouse just waiting for the Bureau of Elections to open to give us these certificates so we can go to our location.
And they open, voting starts in exactly 3.5 minutes, and you're not even in your proper position yet.
Correct.
What a disaster.
Correct. This is unbelievable.
Yep. Sadly expected. Susan, thank you very much. Keep up the good work.
All right. Thanks.
You got it. There she is. Susan in Media, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania, Delco, nobody's ready to go. You know, what's the old adage Stocker would say? We start at 6 a.m. You know, we start at 7 a.m. with this, and, you know, people don't even have their proper stuff. What a disaster. 855-839-1210. Dawn will have some news to kick off hour number two. And then also, Stocker will give us the final early voting turnout, courtesy of NBCNews.com. What do the figures look like now that we are in person on election day? And did those numbers change at all compared to yesterday? We'll find out back after this, hour two of Kale & Company.
You know, they call me the bubble wrap mom. I'm always concerned about safety and privacy. And it goes way beyond being just a protective parent, right? And so when it comes to keeping your searches private and out of those data profiles or the government and other legal requests, you need to use DuckDuckGo. So DuckDuckGo does not track you at all. That's regardless of what browsing mode that you're in. Every time you search on DuckDuckGo, it's as if you've never even been there before. And that's what I love about DuckDuckGo. Discover them. As you may remember, I was talking about them years ago. But there's something new that I've subscribed to with DuckDuckGo, and it's called Privacy Pro. This is a 3-in-1 privacy subscription service that helps you protect your personal information from being exploited by those hackers, the scammers, the privacy invasive companies. Plus, it's from DuckDuckGo, and that's why I trust it. With Privacy Pro, that's the subscription, DuckDuckGo's VPN actually secures your Wi-Fi connection anytime, anywhere. Number two, they have identity theft restoration. If your identity gets stolen, DuckDuckGo Privacy Pro helps you restore it. And then they do have that personal information removal, and that one's incredible as well. But as far as this goes, the VPN, for example, we had stayed in a hotel over the weekend, a couple weekends ago, and you know how they want you to go on their hotel Wi-Fi and maybe giving you a passcode. And you might say, oh, it's safe. But then when you look at it and it says, oh, not secure, connection not secure. Have you ever noticed that? Or maybe you're at a store. Maybe you're down the shore in the summer. It says not secure. You never have to worry about that with DuckDuckGo's VPN because it secures your Wi-Fi connection anytime, anywhere, whether you're visiting temporarily over the weekend, long term. And that's really what I love about it. Privacy Pro is going to help you remove your personal information also from any of those creepy sites so they cannot share it or sell it. Love it. So here's the deal. You get all this for $9.99 a month, $9.99 a month. And as my listener, just go to duckduckgo.com/1210. You get an exclusive 7-day free trial on me. After that, after the first 7 days, then you pay the $9.99 a month. So go to duckduckgo.com/1210.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.